Station, Spacecraft 2, with a question on Mel C. Naval Ops.
Are you on, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Sandra. I'm 99% sure of the answer, but just want to make sure. This is telling me to get the Mabel sample bags from Melfi 2, but Melfi, in parentheses, says Lab Starboard 1, but Lab Starboard 1 is Melfi 3, and Melfi 2 is the one in GEM. I'm pretty sure you do want Melfi 2, because I think those are the three samples Zena put into refrigeration for me yesterday.
Copy the question, Johnny, and good catch on that location code. Let us double check and verify. Stand by.
Kieran, good morning, and take your time. Thanks.
And Johnny, I'll back with you on two.
Andrew, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Good catch, yeah. The media bags are in the gym past two, Melfi. So Melfi 2, and you got it right.
It was a little hard to understand, but I heard Melfi 2 and GEM is correct, and then confirm 2 or 3 tree alphas, tree section 1 and 2 are still correct too?
A-firm, Johnny, yeah. Melfi 2 and the rest of the information is correct.
Hey, thank you for confirming that.
No problem, and good morning to you.
Good morning, thanks for being with us so early. Control station on 2 for aerosol monitor reporting.
With you on two, Johnny.
I can give you most of step 2. So both aerosol monitors successfully initialized, and the magic is on, showing 2 SD cards in the lower left corner, and it says warming up. Aura has a good GMT date and time with 5 check marks and a SD card in the lower right.
Copy all, Johnny. Thanks for the report.
Welcome. In another couple minutes, I can give you the reporting for the SD card insertions.
And we copy.
That's a station on 2. I can report that all 4 cards are in tables 1 and 2 card readers.
Perfection, Johnny. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Can I give some kind suggestions on the procedure?
Absolutely. We are open to feedback.
So I've done this now a few times, and I think it would be helpful. I learned from my first experience that I have to take notes on which SD cards I'm removing, because towards the end you have to know exactly which ones you took out, because you need to put them in the correct order at table 1 and 2. But there's no note that lets you know that ahead of time. Just from experience, I keep a handy notepad for that reason. I think it'd be helpful to have just a little note. It doesn't have to be fancy like an XTP. Just a little note that says, hey, keep in mind which ones you're taking out, because you'll need these 4 cards later. You need to put them in the right order. The reason being is that these card holders oftentimes have more than 8. This in particular one has 9 cards. And so if you don't keep that note, at the very end you might have a oh shoot moment where you're like, I don't remember which ones I took out. And so thus, I don't know which 4 of the 5 to put in. That makes sense.
That makes total sense, Ryan. We appreciate the feedback, and we'll pass it along to the team to get that procedure updated.
Okay, thanks. Control station on 2 for ADCEP. You know that the lab camcorder number 2 is set up for over-the-shoulder view of ADCEP. You're welcome to come aboard.
And we copy, Johnny, and we have a good field of view. Thank you.
Control station on 2. I'm here to report for ADCEP cassette number 1. I believe she goes to module alpha. Is that correct?
And that's a good understanding, Johnny.
Yes. The next cassette is number 2 to go into module Bravo.
A-firm, Johnny.
Yes. Cassette 3 will be going to module Charlie.
A-firm.
And last but not least, cassette number 4 is going to go into Delta.
Perfection, Johnny. You're 4 for 4.
Next station on 2 for lens change placement on email.
And I'm Munich with you on 2.
Martina, good to hear from you. I wanted to let you know this activity is complete, and the lens is now in recal.
We copy, Johnny. Great to hear from you, too.
Station on Castle on 2 for Mike. No response required. This is your hand pass reminder with a rise time of 9:36.
And Huntsville on 2, I know no response was required, but any chance to talk with you, Cassandra, is a joy. So copy. Thanks for the reminder.
Same to you all. Happy Friday.
Houston Station on 2 for ISO stowage and the beginning of cargo ops today.
Go ahead, Mike, on 2.
Mike, good morning. Really nice to hear your voice. Man, we've been working together for a long time now, haven't we? Hey, just wanted to know if you had any deltas for us before we got into cargo dragging operations, or if you have any questions. Happy to help.
ISO says no deltas right now, and I actually just was over at Houston and ran into Mike Foreman over there. So, yep, good old days.
Good new days, too. And today is going to be one of them. So thanks, Alex, and see you soon.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and Maple B.
So, Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, we just wanted to give you a heads up. We scheduled the Mabel B activities to respect the gym restricted access during Kimya's cerebral autoregulation data measurement activity. The activity is currently running around 30 minutes or so behind, which may impact Mabel B starting for the timeline, but we can obviously let you know when we're ready to get started.
Hey, thank you for the heads up. If you don't mind just giving me a heads up whenever you want me to get started, and I'll be ready to go. Thanks.
Copy that, Johnny, and we appreciate your flexibility.
No problem. Nothing else going on here. Thanks, Sandra.
Station Scoop on Spaceground 2 for Kimiya at your convenience.
Welcome to.
I'm talking to you on 2 without KU now. And at the last of the KU coverage, we saw your headband was floating toward aft 2 or 3 area. Were you able to find it?
No, already wearing that headband. Sorry about that.
Hey, that was cool.
And one update for the situation, maybe it's hopefully helpful for you to do the troubleshooting. Actually, when I released one battery before releasing a cap, actually this device was still on, but message was like the battery is too low. So I think the first time when we released the first battery, one battery, was not quite reset. So I think I released two batteries and released these cups. So hopefully actually reset this device.
Okay, Kimia, that's a good data point. In that case, we're going to use new battery set. We have spare already, serial number 013.
So should I reinstall 013?
Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and Maple B. At your convenience. Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and Mabel B. At your convenience.
So Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Hey Johnny, wanted to let you know we will be getting started with your Mabel B ops at 10:45.
Hey Roger, 10:45 for start. Thank you.
No problem, we'll see you then.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Mike, we're following along on the stow track activities for Dragon Cargo Ops. We had a follow-up question for step 71.04.
Great. What is your question?
Okay, so we see that you responded with serial number 002, which we can confirm is the serial number of the cushion. We were also hoping that you could give us the serial number of the CTD that was gathered.
All right, stand by 1 second. All right, maybe I misheard. What line item number are we on?
Line 71.04.
Okay. I am looking at 71.04. Okay, I will have to go get you that serial number. I gave you the serial number of the four-bed pump itself, which is what you knew already. So let me get you the, and it was the pump itself, not the cushion, but the pump. And I will go get you the CTB's the CTB number for you in just a few minutes. Thanks for asking and thanks for reading my notes.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Pump station on 2 for Alexei.
Go ahead on 2.
I am ready to start my air raid training. Have you take a good view?
We have a good view. You're good to start.
Thank you.
Houston station on 2 for stowage.
With you on 2, Mike.
Alex, 71.04, the CTB number was and still is 5266. Sorry for my confusion earlier. Also, I think I showed it to the camera. Maybe you saw was the semi-missing but not anymore ammonia response medical kit for later on today. So thanks, Daiso, for helping us find that.
All right, great news. Appreciate it.
Again, thanks for reading my notes. I'm trying to convey some information, and if I'm not clear or there's more questions, please do let me know. For example, recently I sent something about a carbon dioxide monitoring kit.
Happy, we'll check on it. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike at your convenience.
Let's go ahead on 2.
Hey, Mike, we were trying to decipher your comments on providing us a comment on the carbon dioxide monitor, and we could not find the line item in StowTrack that you were referring to. So we didn't know if there was an action that you were looking for us or something that you needed clarification on. We did our best, but we need your help.
Yeah, no problem. 90.05. There is a inside the 1.0 CTB called IPOM. It's serial number 135. It's a carbon dioxide monitor kit. It's a smaller kit inside a CTB. And inside the CDMK, you asked me to put in 2 CDMs, carbon dioxide monitors, but there was only room for 1. So I gave you a comment so that you can update the database.
All right, well, we got it now. Thank you so much for the clarification.
So you just sent up 4 new incubation bags on line item standby, 90.09, and we have a plethora of incubation bags already. Would you like a quick micro audit or not? No problem if you don't.
Checking. And while we get an answer on that, just wanted to let you know that we're happy with the config on 90.05.
It's, I didn't know if you were expecting that the CDMK would be over full. It can only handle 2 CDMs, and there was 1 in there already.
Happy, understand, and we're okay with that.
And Alex, while you're deciding on the micro audit, I'm giving you 1 anyway. It's free Friday. You'll buy 1 audit, get 1 free. All right, so we added, there were 5 old incubation bags. Some of them may need to be thrown away, but that's up to you guys. And 4 new ones, total of 9er.
Copy, 5 old, 4 new, total of 9. And Mike, an answer for you, yes, let's just keep the old ones. No need to trash. Copy, the thumbs up.
Sensation on 2 for the helpful ISO.
Go ahead on 2, Mike.
Yeah, we have a database update for you, and we sure appreciate the help this morning and through the whole unpack process for certain. I'm looking at 90.11, .12, and .13.
Okay, we're there.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be called, or according to the current database, it says low toxic calibration packet. But the real packet with the same part number are really called on the outside. What we're putting into the bag, which is why it needs an update, is it's called a calibration checker packet.
Copy. So the item in 90.11 is called the calibration check packet.
And 12 and 13. They're all called calibration check packets. They are their names only change by the part number.
Okay, copy that.
Station on 2 for Yerevan changeout, step 3.1.
Morning, Zena. You have a go in step 3.1.
Here we go. Serial number is 1464.
Copy, 1464. That's a good serial number.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for go backsy.
With you on 2, Mike.
It's all the bubble wrap, man. I apologize for my buffoonery or bubble backboonery. The last comment I made about the names of things, they are all correctly labeled. So how it was before with low toxic calibration packet, high toxic calibration packet, and calibration check packet, those are all correct. It was my mistake. I apologize.
All right, Mike, no worries on that. We understand.
Houston Station on 2 for you today.
Get you on 2, Zena.
Hey, 1464 is in place. Double green hose is connected to Podachazov Linia.
Copy. Good config.
Okay, thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Alexei.
Go ahead on 2.
I've done my favorite training.
Copy that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for Stowtrack and our fine ISOs.
Go ahead, Mike. Our fine ISOs are listening.
Fantastic. We are working on items 90.20 and 90.21. And let me know when you're ready to copy.
We're ready.
Yeah, we have these QD swab cleaning kits, two of them, and one swab kit, one of them. They in no way will fit into the CEDRA maintenance kit. The CEDRA maintenance kit is really cool, but it has a place for everything and everything in its place. It's cutout foams for everything. We thought we could be creative and get it into a nook and cranny and things, but there's just no way that these big swab kits will fit. So we're looking for an alternate location.
All right, copy. ISO's looking at it. We'll have an answer for you in a few minutes.
Okay. And then also, just to let you know, those items right now are temporarily in the CTP 5369, which is item 8805.
All right, we copy temporarily in 5369.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for ultrasound. We are ready on privatized 4 whenever you are. And as an addendum, we can go on time. I'm not trying to hurry you guys along.
Probably we're going to start on time, but we are still eating lunch, so thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny, at your convenience. We need a little bit of Adelaide Mini PC troubleshooting help.
Station Johnny on 2, I'm your Huckleberry. How can I help?
Excellent reference, sir. Yeah, so we have an Adelaide Mini PC in the lab that needs the micro SD card swapped out of it. So when you're ready to copy, I have the locations and serial numbers and whatnot for you.
Good copy.
Alrighty, so this is AdLink Mini PC serial number 1014, and that's located at Lab 1, Port 1. Basically, we'd like you to pull out the current card, stick a piece of tape on it, and label it as suspect, and then stow it in PMM Port 2, Charlie 2, 1.0 CTB serial number 5287, labeled Arcturus. And then from that same location, grab a new card, report the serial number, put it in the AdLink, and turn it back on. And if you need to reference how to power the AdLink on, that is in POCbook 2.16.101, step 3.
Okay, copy. Only question is, do I need to power down 1014 AdLink before I take out the SD?
No, sir. We already took care of that from the ground for you. Somewhat counterintuitively, though, there's going to be a bright blue light on it, and so that means it is actually turned off.
Copy. Yeah, I do remember that. Right, so 1014, left car label it suspect, put it in PMM 1.0 name Arcturus, grab it, and report the trail number out of that and put that to AdLink to power it up. Does that all sound good?
It does sound good. You came in a little bit broken, but I think you got the gist of it, and we'll be here if you have any questions.
Yes, sir. And I report the show numbers.
Station, back with you on 2. Zena, you were pretty ratty there. Can you repeat?
You just call in about safer.
All right, copy. Go ahead. You're still coming in pretty choppy, though, and I got to follow up with Johnny here in a second.
Okay, I'm free.
station, Houston on 2, comm check. Copy, thumbs up, on 2, up. Can you call me back, though, so I can hear you? Not you.
This is station on 2, how do you hear us?
Loud and clear this time.
Maybe the same.
All right. Alrighty, so we think that the Spacer Ground 2 issue was due to some S-band blockage on the solar array that lasted most of the pass. So we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens.
Hey, thanks.
And Houston on 2 for Johnny. Station Houston on 2.
Houston Station to Johnny on Spacer Ground 2. How can I help?
Johnny, this is Houston. Do you receive me?
Sure, this is the International Space Station. We hear you loud and clear. How are you?
I'm fine, man. It's incredible. Hi. Nice to meet you, sir, in the green shirt. You're floating.
Yes, sir, we are flying here in space. Yeah. It is great to have you on board. You know, we heard about your arrival, and it inspired Mike and I to work on some of our basketball skills.
I saw you practicing earlier. It's a little slow somehow, but...
You know, I can't get much air time up back on Earth, but up here, it's a lot easier.
Sorry, can you repeat?
I can't get much air time back on Earth, but up here, it's really easy.
I see that. But knowing your physical condition, I'm sure you can dunk even here on Earth.
Well, hello, this is Mike Fink. Bonjour, aboard the International Space Station. I'm blocking Johnny.
Congrats. You're now the all-time block leader of the ISS.
Yes, it's a very long list. We're really glad you could join us aboard the space station and hoping that you're spending your time at the Johnson Space Center, home of human spaceflight.
Of course, man. I mean, this is a dream. It's all pleasure for me. It's incredible. But just know I'm coming for your record.
Please do come up. You'll find this to be a magical, wonderful place. You get to fly. You get to see our beautiful planet. It's the most beautiful one in the solar system. And it makes all the problems down on Earth look like small problems when we have the whole universe to explore. That's why we're really glad you're with us.
Cool. That's beautiful. I'm glad. I can't wait to go up there one day.
We're at NASA. We're working very hard to commercialize low Earth orbit, allowing more and more people to come to space. Johnny here has made a proposition that if you want to see Earth from space, we're going to move the camera to our window here in the laboratory.
Cool. Please do.
Cool. There's a big map in front of you that will show you where we are over planet Earth. You can see the Earth directly below us, so you can't see the whole ball, but I assure you the Earth is round. You can also see one of our robot manipulators, our robot arm out there. And you can just see we have a very beautiful planet. We go around every 90 minutes, 17,500 miles an hour. I don't know, 24,000 kilometers per hour. It's pretty fast.
Oh, it's incredible. Really incredible.
Of course, in the room in front of you, I think you've had a chance to meet all of our flight controllers and flight directors to help keep us flying. And that's just one of our mission control centers for the International Space Station. We have a payload control center in Huntsville, Alabama, and then, of course, in Germany, representing the European Space Agency, as well as in Moscow and in Japan near Tokyo. All right, so tell us, how's the season going? We don't have very much connection up here, so we don't know how things are going on planet Earth.
All right, so this is Sophie from Crew 12, and hi, we hear you loud and clear, and I'm very excited to meet you up there in 8 months.
Oh, Sophie, bonjour. Ça va?
Ça va. Bonjour à tout le monde.
Here's Johnny. He wants to say hello, but we can't wait to see you. We will welcome you with open arms, and all the hard work that you've been doing in training is definitely worth it. You should totally enjoy time in training, but you'll like it up here even better. Hello, Johnny.
Merci. Yeah, I really enjoyed the training, and I have a couple of trainers in here from Crew 12, so I can only say I love the training, and I do!
Sophie, so good to hear from you. Bonjour. Hope your training is going well. You are going to love it up here. I can't wait to see you come up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was incredible to meet you guys. I mean, I've never been further away from a person and talking to them. It's crazy.
Likewise, Victor. We were really happy to have you on board to show you a little bit, and we thank you for coming to Johnson Space Center to just see what all of the incredible people that are in that room with you right now are working so hard every single day to make space flight a reality here on the International Space Station. And we wish you the very best on a really successful season.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was nice to meet you. And good luck and respect for what you do. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was really well received. Thank you so much.
Thanks for facilitating, Pete.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny, Scram, and LSG.
So, Johnny, I too. I'm just getting started on Scram. I'm ready to copy anything you need.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah, no rush at all. We just wanted to give you a blanket go that if you run to the fellow west that's coming up for Scram, you're good to press through it. So no need to pause or anything for that. Additionally, we're done with the LSG work volumes. So at your convenience, whenever you want to, you're good to stow per your preference.
Thanks, copy both goes. Thanks.
Yeah. Additionally, we do want to say from Huntsville, we definitely appreciated yours and Mike's excellent basketball skills.
Chance is probably the only place I'll ever be able to dunk.
We were cheering for you the whole way through.
So, station on Space Ground 2 for WHC Flash Tank Field.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
I'm on step 2, decimal 2, and waiting for your go.
You are go, sir. And when you finish your activity, if you can give us a call, I have some minor deltas for your cargo ops.
Okay, understand. Please stand by. So, station on Space Ground 2 for cargo ops.
Hey, Kamiya, are you ready to copy the deltas we have for you?
Ready to copy.
All right. So, the first one is the food bag that we had you label as SpaceX 33 Food Kilo. We actually want you to label that Lima because we already have a kilo, so that's our bad.
Okay, so food kilo is already made, so next is going to be food Lima, and I'm going to use Lima.
And that's in step 80.03. And then we have some deltas for an item Mike called down about earlier. That's going to be items 90.20 and 90.21. These are the swab cleaning kits and swab kit. Those are actually going to go in 3.0 CTB serial number 5003 at PMM Deck 3. I think Mike stuck those in CTB 5369 until we could find a better spot for them.
Hey, understand. So, step 90.20, 90.21, 3.0 CTB 5003, PMD Deck 3. These like our swap going to this location.
Yep, good read.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to start cargo activities. Thank you for your support.
Copy, sounds good. Station Houston on 2 for Mike. I got a ARED request for you, sir.
How can I help you?
I figured I'd just keep interrupting your exercises today. We need to balance the cable arm rope on ARED, and so before you start your exercise, if you can give the starboard tension knob a half turn counterclockwise.
All right, I've already started, but I don't think that should affect it. Starboard, half turn counterclockwise. Got it, and thank you.
Yep, copy, concur, good read.
Great, half turn counterclockwise, right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Sensation on 2 for ARED.
With you on 2 for ARED.
Thanks. We turn the starboard tensioning wheel one half turn counterclockwise. Thank you.
We copy.
Station on 2 for Medox.
Go ahead, with you on 2 for Medox.
Hey, I have just gone on a little journey to gather some of the items for this activity, and I was only able to find one 15-mil syringe in Node 1 overhead. It is used, or at least it was out of the wrapper and floating around, and the wrapper is also floating around in the CTB there. I see that it might be used for transferring samples to the ground for analysis. I'm guessing they don't want water samples in a used syringe? Question mark.
Checking. Are there any other syringes that are not 15 mil in there? Volume doesn't really matter.
There was also a 100-mil syringe also used and out of a wrapper.
Copy, we're docking it.
Houston Station on 2-4 syringes.
Go ahead.
We did manage to scavenge a couple of extra 3-mil syringes from excess from a payload. Not sure which or when, but we have 4 3-mil syringes that are unused, but they're not in a wrapper specifically.
We're checking it.
They're a very nice Ziploc bag together.
All right, back with you on 2, Xena. So we're looking for a minimum of 10-mil transferred to the sample bag, so you can use those 3-mil syringes to do that. And then once you're finished with that, we'd like you to trash the 15 and 100-mil syringes so that the next person doesn't walk into that trap.
Copy and will do. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia at your convenience.
Right on 2.
Hey, so we see the WH fill activity is complete, and so you can go ahead and run the terminate activity whenever you are ready.
Hey, understand. So I'm going to stop this cargo activity and take care of WH first. Thank you.
Sounds good. Copy. Station Houston on 2 for Xena.
Okay, on 2.
Hey, so because we didn't see any FOD in the Medox canister, we can actually have you trash that swab that you used in the current hardware JSB.
Okay, copy all. And speaking of which, in my next activity for the Medox simulator, I'm in step 1.11 and did notice some FOD on the spring side of the Medox simulator filter. Just some really, really tiny particulates. I've got photos.
All right, we copy, and we'll take a look at those photos when we get them.
Copy all. Sin Station on 2 for Medox Simulator.
Station on 2 for Medox Simulator.
We managed to get maybe about a quarter of a mil of water. Do you guys want that as a sample? And if so, where would you like it?
All right, copy. Thank you, but no thank you. We need a minimum of 10 mil for any samples, so you can just go ahead and trash it.
Okay, copy. I'll definitely did not make 10 mils.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Fridge.
If you on 2.
Hey, Xena, we saw your crew note on Midday Meal about Fridge 1, and we've got some words for you about cleanup steps and words going forward if you're ready to copy.
I sure am.
All right, so first things first, there's going to be no need to power off Fridge to perform any of the cleaning, and this is going to be at your discretion, so no need to get started right away, but whenever you'd like to get around to it, you can execute the following. Mold's going to be HRL1, so we'd like you to grab dust masks, goggles, and nitrile gloves as your PPE before starting the cleaning. We also suggest grabbing some Ziplocs, disinfectant wipes, and dry wipes, since you're going to need all of that to actually clean the materials up. You are go to remove all of the items from Fridge and clean them off slash trash them as needed. Items you'd like to be keeping, you can either put those in Fridge 2 or temp stow them. And items you are like to trash can go into 2 Ziplocs. How copy so far?
Okay, I do copy all of that. With one caveat, I did try doing exactly what you just described, including drying it off with dry wipes and disinfectant wipes. And the mold has returned. And so our hope for a while was just to actually dry out the fridge. When it's cold, it tends to accumulate a lot of condensation inside.
Okay, copy all. Yeah, our next steps we're going to be using disinfectants and dry wipes, but since you've already given that a try, if you would like to clean them up in case the mold is still there just to remove it currently, we'll discuss on the ground potentially doing that dry out period to hopefully minimize any return.
Okay, copy. I will clean and dry as much as I can and move any items we want to keep maybe to the other fridge for now, and we'll go from there. Thanks so much.
Copy all, Xena. And just one last data point for us, if you don't mind. Can you give us a time estimate of when the last time you tried cleaning was?
And there's a weird way of blurring together up here. I would guess it's probably been about, maybe a week and a half?
All right, we copied about a week and a half in between cleanings before the molds returned. That's a great data point for us. Thank you. And we'll get you some words later about potentially that power off.
Yeah, you bet. And I think it is highly likely that the mold grew back
faster than that, I just don't use the fridge at all. So it's hard to see if you're not taking stuff out of the fridge.
Probably we concur on that. And kind of a last little maybe potential outlier, is there any chance it could just be maybe some kind of mineral growth, or are you all very confident that it's mold?
I'm very confident it's mold.
Copy. We'll defer to your
judgment
on that. You
can take some closer photos, but it's... Copy. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2.
City on 2.
So as much as we like talking to you guys, we don't have any evening DPC topics for you. So unless you have any questions for us, we thought you could get an early start to your weekend.
It works for us. Thank you so much for the extra time. Great talking to you all day.
Yeah, likewise. Have a good one. And, of course, we're still here, so if you think of anything, just let us know.
Copy that. And related to the fridge, since I am a microbiologist with a totally rational phobia of fungi, I could offer to try to grow something on one of the petri dishes that we used for EHS testing, if anyone's interested.
Copy. We'll let you know. Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and a comm check.
Did you call me?
Yes, sir. We wanted to do a comp check, 10 count, to have you call down on this teeterus. It looks like we might be having some S-band issues again.
Okay. So, system 10, 9, 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 0.
Station on Solon, space to ground 2 for Xena, and last minute fridge update.